There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
You know that song? You don't know this song?
No.
She's choosing Texas, I can tell by the way. She's two-stepping around the room.
Who sings
it's sang
that?
By those Malaysian triplets I like.
The Malaysian triplets sing the song about Texas?
I played it on the Billy Wayne Davis last stream. You weren't there for that one.
Oh, I don't watch stuff that I'm not a part of.
Yeah, of course. But it's the song is done by somebody else, but I only know it done by the three ageless Malaysian triplet boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think are men that are on Instagram. What are they called, Rob?
The Muyun brothers.
Yeah, the Muyun brothers. Yeah, they do a great, like, that song. I honestly feel like it's better than the original song, because then I try to listen to the original song. It doesn't have the same Malaysian triplet style.
No, yeah, it's kind of irreplaceable.
I love seeing three people that are, you know, the audience knows, I like people that are tinier than me, but older than me.
Yes.
I like...
But I don't think these boys are older than you, unfortunately.
How old could the Mahjong triplets be? They swear they're 24.
I've looked this up before, and there's no definitive, like, information.
They could
on
be
that.
50, they could be, but 20, but honestly, but they got a set of pipes on them. And you know what? Those pipes are only 7 inches long.
Man, I love watching Korean guys do Creed on karaoke.
Well, that's where
I hate Creed, but when I watch a dude from South Korea sing Creed perfectly, there's something magical about it.
Philippines, South Korea, they have Thailand. That is the land of karaoke, my friend. They have it on lock. They are, like, what's his name? Who replaced Stephen Perry?
Yes. The guy, Journey.
They're from Journey. The only Journey one who's irreplaceable.
I don't know.
Where am I alone? Am I on an island alone?
I'm the co-host and I know. Rob.
Welcome to Side Stories. Sitting here, that's actually a really good reminder that he is my co-host. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
How you doing? What's going on?
My name is Henry Zabreski.
Yes.
My name is Henry Zabreski.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, I just became one of those little Malaysian boys for a second. I didn't mean to. But we just came back from Rochester, and boy, is our asshole
Arnel
tired.
Arnel Pineda is his name, the lead singer of Journey.
Oh, yes, that's right. And God bless him, and congratulations.
He does a great job.
He does. He's incredible. He sounds just like him.
The other guy's still alive, right? Like, he just, like, got fired because he can't sing anymore?
No. He can still sing. He specifically just chose not to because he said it was too much for him. He didn't like touring. He was blowing his voice out, and I think he also was an asshole.
Can I say something that's guaranteed to piss off a lot of people?
Please.
Journey sucks.
Wow.
Journey fucking blows.
I like Journey.
Journey could go fuck with Bon Jovi.
I get it. I think Journey has its place.
Yeah.
I think it has its place. But yeah, Steve Perry, he is not coming back to Journey no matter how much we beg him. Yeah. Sorry, guys. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. How do we get Steve Perry back in Journey?
Worst part of the Sopranos ending.
Absolutely. I liked it. But we have other big news. Again, a big update. Rochester isn't horrible. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Rochester was so nice.
Well, everybody just said, enjoy Rochester. Hope you like graves. And we got there, and it's the sweetest place in the world.
We were in the nice part of town.
That's what they said.
Yeah. Later on, they were like, thank you for being so nice, but this is the nice part of town. Don't go over here.
I won't go there, though, and you're correct, and thank you. And so
we saw the sun.
We did.
On our side of town. We were walking around. The sun was out. And
I think it only comes up on that side of town, though.
Yeah, there was peaceful people. People said hi to me. I walked around, and there was like, hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, people were waving at me and stuff.
Yeah, it was but a great, dude, Radio Social, big ups. You fed the fuck out of us, and it was delicious.
I am really sorry for ever doubting.
It was delicious.
Ever doubting Radio Social. Holy shit. Great food.
Yeah.
Go check it out. I mean, we had the duck legs. Mm-hmm. They were amazing. The fried cheese bricks.
Yeah.
Fat fucks.
Yeah,
so fat.
Yeah. That giant hunk of pork.
It was so good.
I did have a little bit of the salad.
So did I. Yeah, that's kind of, it was like a bed.
Yeah.
For the other ones to slide. It's like a sled in a way. More like a sled. It's like a sled, and then the food just slid down it into my gullet. So thank you guys. Thank you, Rochester. Thank you for everybody who came out to both of the shows. We had a great weekend.
It was the first time as like a non-football fan that I saw a bunch of people wearing Bills clothes, you know, like as like a Dolphins fan, I hate the Bills.
Yeah, sure.
And I like they're, but I, you know, renounced football.
Yeah, you're out of the game.
And I see a lot of people wearing Bills clothes, and there was still like a little part of me in the back of my spine. I was like, fuck yourself. Fuck yourself, you fucking piece of shit.
The power of advertising.
And I was like, oh, stop it. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Football doesn't matter. It is what it is. But there was a little part of me that was like, you piece of shit, Bills fan, go eat shit. I'm Brian Cox, two fingers up at you, you fucking cocksucker.
That's how powerful it is.
Stop it. You're past this. You're better now. You're better. You're cured.
You are. But you're not, though, because you got angry.
And you know what? I didn't say nothing to nobody.
See, that's
deep. I didn't say nothing to nobody.
That's the thing.
I hurt nobody.
Jeez.
I hurt nobody. I'm a good guy.
That's all you can ask for. It's because that is where the healing is because he did not attack a random woman wearing a Bills jersey.
But she was fucking ugly in it.
Hey.
Sorry.
There's nothing you can do about it. That's, you see, look how powerful all of that is. He's still overcoming his NFL trauma.
Yeah.
Still here. But it was a little piece of...
It was undercoming. Bills fans.
Wow.
Yeah, because they can't get them out. They can't get their semen out of their fat cocks.
Why are we doing this, Eddie? There's no reason to be like this, Eddie. You don't watch football anymore. You don't have these rivalries inside of you anymore. You have to purge them. We have one little update from somebody who met Joey Chestnut. I just wanted to read this really quick.
A sighting.
Really quick.
Really meet a prison
guy? No, and worse, a macaroni eating competition.
But that's fun!
To me, to be a contestant, sure, but to watch many men eat as much macaroni salad.
Are you telling me you don't want to go?
No,
of course. Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
I want to be in the VIP tent.
Yes.
All right? I want to be guest of talent.
Don't want to be eating the same food as they're eating.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So this person, I love this. This is just a little story about Joey Chestnut. For those of you that don't know, we covered him last week about how a judge allowed him to compete. He released him from his probationary holding in Indiana to be released to New York City for the July 4th Coney Island hot dog eating contest for the 250th year celebration of the United States of America. And what a glorious year it is. And so this lady met Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
I was in Woodstock, Georgia. He was at a restaurant that's sadly been closed down called the Original Hot Chicken or something like that. It was actually really good. They dipped the chicken in cornflakes and then they fried it. It's lunchtime. I'm hungry now. Anyways, he was at some event this place was having and he was in a macaroni eating competition there. Now, thank God I was not there to witness said competition, but my then fiance and I were there for lunch, and Mr. Nut himself was walking around, and I stood up to meet him with the rest of my party, and he cut off my then soon-to-be future father-in-law to ask me, "Where'd you get that bag? My wife wants one so badly." Now, I'm not going to lie. I straight up lied to that man. I told him I didn't know where I got it, knowing full and damn well where it came straight from China as it was a knockoff of Goyard bag. But do you think I'm going to admit that? Oh, hell no.
You just did.
Anyways, that's not the fun part. When I tell you the breath on that man could have killed every single competitor in the enhanced games, oh my God. I couldn't tell you what he looked like, what he said, what I said, what anyone said, because that smell was so powerful and terrible. Oh my God. It's been years and I can still smell it. If I think about it for too long, it will ruin macaroni for me because I'm pretty sure it was from the 10 pounds or something stupid of macaroni that he had just binged. I can't even describe it. I dated a wrestler for years and during wrestling season, when he had to cut weight, he would get awful cotton mouth and that was bad. I've smelled the breath of people with a rotten tooth or two and that's bad. This was a new level of horror.
Hey, come on. This is slander.
Hey, you know, hey, that's a part of it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you don't think that the man whose own hole and gullet is a sarlacc of such power, of such pure American fortitude, you don't think it's going to give off some exhaust?
Yeah. Also, honestly, I don't like to speak ill of the nut, but fucking, if his breath was so bad that a woman from Georgia almost swore off macaroni, fuck.
That's bad breath.
He just might need to look into that because that could be a gut issue. But I do
it's
think
it's definitely a gut
he's
issue.
He's got a gut issue. But Joey Chestnut, still, we know you're killing yourself early for us. We love that about you. Mm-hmm. When you die early, I swear I'm going to be at your funeral saluting your perfectly preserved, nitrate-ridden corpse. And I can't wait to be there because that's going to be the real 250th celebration because your martyrdom is what will allow our sins to dissolve. Please be the new Jesus Christ, Joey Chestnut.
He kind of is to fat people everywhere.
For America. Dude, when he dies, that's when we can really start to think about our sins.
Oh my God. You know he's going to die at like 94 and we're not going to understand science anymore.
Boy, it's going to break every rule. He's going to be like liquefying hot dogs and putting it in an IV and next to him in hospice. And it's just being like, it's going to be, you know, like when your parents are like into one thing, like how they said like, my father, in the end, they're like, you know, he shouldn't even quit smoking. That'll kill him. It's fucking, he's barely alive. I think at some point they'll be like, if he even quits hot dogs, he won't make it a week. He has to still eat several, at least a quarter pound of hot dog meat.
80% hot dog at this point.
It has to stay. We have to keep it above him. But he does definitely have large, unhinged jaws.
Yeah, man.
I'm really proud of him.
I love the Chestnut. Shout out to you, brother. I'm glad you're going to come back and fight, even though you're probably a criminal. But, you know.
Hey, he thought it was a funny... He thought he was doing something funny with the fan.
I mean, I wish that he like turned into Kirby and just swallow the guy.
He'd be like, oh shit. Yeah, because then he'd be like one of those Japanese folklore monsters. Yeah. That's Kobayashi. All right, so let's get into some stories of the week.
Oh, Eddie.
I charged you with watching a documentary, and you did.
Oh, yes, I watched the Crash movie.
Now, this story...
I got all kinds of feelings about it.
Yeah, this is a good one because I think it'll bring up a lot of conversation. It's kind of out in the zeitgeist right now, and we'll talk about it because I watched a documentary, and I'm also angry. This starts on July 31st, 2022. 17-year-old Mackenzie Shirilla crashed a car going 100 miles an hour, killing her two passengers on impact. One of them was her boyfriend, 20-year-old Dominic Russo, and the other was their mutual friend, 19-year-old Davian Flanagan. Now, what we're seeing here is at first they thought it was a horrendous accident. She got pulled from the thing.
Yeah.
She was all disoriented. I remember first seeing this story as a body cam. So the body cam footage is fucking horrific.
They show it in the movie.
They show all the cut to of all stuff. So first you see this car that was obliterated. It ran to the side of the building. You could see all of the various CCTV footage leading up to it, which shows that it specifically sped up. And they also found that out when they took the black box out of the car. It never once hit the brake.
It didn't really speed up as much as it maintained 100%.
It just was pedal to the metal all the way into the wall.
For the last 5 seconds of what happened.
They know it got the wheel got jerked back and forth. At first, Mackenzie Shirilla was hospitalized and considered to be another victim. They thought that maybe she had, because they found a little bit of drugs in the car. She was, I don't think she was even all that intoxicated.
No, like she came back pretty clean.
Yeah, she had like THC in her system.
But that's it.
And that's it. And they came back first thing, it was a horrific accident.
Everyone was doing mushrooms. There was no mushrooms in her system.
She specifically didn't take mushrooms. Everybody else was on mushrooms. So she eventually had to go to trial. And she was found guilty on two counts of murder. This comes from a long, unbelievable defense where she basically said, I have an undisclosed medical condition that causes me to just go to sleep. And that I happen to also be tired, and I also happen to be on drugs, and I also happen to be extra sleepy. So I went to sleep, and I killed everybody.
Dude, when I saw her lawyer, the first thing I thought in my head was, this guy ain't saving anyone's life.
No, he was a mess.
He looked like he was asleep, and he's kind of like a snoring awake type of dude.
Yes, he's a freak, and which is like, I don't want a low energy lawyer.
No.
I don't like one of those like, well, don't worry now. I'll be talking with the judge after this. That's what I want. I want an uptight New York lawyer.
Yeah, and also they really fucked up when they said they didn't want a jury trial. They just wanted the judge.
Well,
a jury, you can, like, a judge, you're not going to get sympathy from just a judge.
No, you can, a jury can fuck shit up.
Yeah, yeah. That was a huge mistake.
Well, I think they thought they had a bit of overconfidence, which is really revealed in the documentary.
Well, because it takes a lot of balls to charge her with murder and not manslaughter. Well, because you could definitely lock her up for manslaughter.
Well, they tried.
That's really easy.
Oh, they tried to negotiate a plea and they said no as well. So they went through all this. Now she's got 15 years to life, which is still technically light.
Is it 15 or is it 15 plus 15? Is it 15 for each person?
It seems that they are doing, I believe it is. Yes, you're right. It is 15 and then 15.
And then
she can get parole.
Yeah.
And she's still trying to get let out of jail and shit. But this is the thing. So from jail, she's automatically, like, all of these, like, the people around her, she started this, like, mean girl squad, which is how she started shit in the begin with. When she grew up in Strongsville, Ohio.
Yeah.
Apparently, she had, like, a big old, like, she did one of those, like, what do they call them, slam books?
Yeah.
And she had, like, a bunch of, like, different...
very common.
You remember?
My
sister got it. Jackie got in quite a bit of trouble
I bet Jackie had a slam book.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she was good at it.
Oh, they were very upsetting. They were very upsetting. The slam books.
I would not want to be in Jackie's slam book.
But this lady, Mackenzie, loved the Regina George character from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Which is not what you're supposed to do.
She is a 17-year-old girl who sucks. And basically, you know, not to like, no, I'm not victim blaming by in any case here, but her parents seemed like they were hands off.
Oh, this is, we'll
and they
get
were
into,
very enabling.
We'll get all into this. So by 16, she was essentially living with her 19-year-old boyfriend, Dominic.
Yeah.
Her parents did not care. They thought that it was cool. They liked Dominic.
They liked being alone and smoking weed.
I think that's exactly what they liked. And I, believe me, you couldn't talk to two bigger weed lovers on the face of the planet, right?
Yeah, but we don't have kids because of it.
Yeah, because I don't want them, all right? And if I had kids, I'd have to keep them far away from the weed, or I'd smoke weed in another room, and eventually you would become the thing, oh, that's that smell, that's when dad likes us, right? Yeah. Because he's went in, so that'll then eventually they'll put two and two together. But it would take a while, right, for them to first figure out what's happening. These guys were actively smoking weed with their daughter. They were actively, they wanted their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. She was smoking so much weed, she was choking up blood.
Yeah.
And I saw what she was smoking too. She was just doing those gigantic 4 foot tall bongs, lots of dabs. Of
blunts. Huge blunts.
Huge blunts. Kind of made me jealous.
She had it seemed like every time she smoked weed, she filmed it and put it on her phone and they were able to use it as evidence.
Very much so. This is what I'll say right here to all my aspiring influencers that are saying, or call yourself an aspiring influencer. I want you to remember to not just build evidence against yourself.
Yeah, because you don't know what crimes you're going to commit.
Edit things and remember things go onto the internet forever, and that's where they stay there.
Dude,
because
I used to get so, watching like them talk about their friend group, my friend group was very similar in high school. We did lots of drugs, we smoked lots of weed, we drank like fucking fish, and obviously we all had our heads together, we loved each other, we were never violent towards each other, so that's like a very different situation. But like looking at this, I'm so fucking happy. Only thing we had were disposable cameras that we just lost. You know,
these
like,
poor
like,
kids, they who have to have every
everything.
They have to have every moment of their lives documented, every single mistake documented, and it's just going to destroy your life. Throw the cameras away. You guys should have put cameras in bags when you go party, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she ended up. So let's just say her relationship with the 19-year-old that she kind of lived with wasn't the most mature one in the world, Eddie.
Yeah, but they'd been dating for 4 years.
I know, and that's just, you know how that's forever.
Yes.
And you know when you're a teenager, you know what love is. Because that's what her parents were just like talking about. They were like, well, they knew. Yeah. They knew that they were in love. And it's like, are you fucking serious? They're 19 and 16. Both of them are morons. Both of them should be in Iran right now. All right? Like, these should not be, they shouldn't be dating.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. They should not be, like, this is in your way of doing this. They shouldn't be fucking live together, but it's whatever. But of course, they're constantly breaking up, constantly getting back together, and constantly threatening each other with vehicular manslaughter.
Yes.
Which is mostly coming from Mackenzie's end. She threatened to kill Dom.
I mean, it's only coming from her end.
Yes. She threatened to kill Dom multiple times while in the car. She threatened to kill Dom. She threatened to shoot him. She threatened to poison him. Threatened to shoot herself. She threatened to kill them both over and over again.
To say the least.
Yes. And they, every time, like a week before the crash, they had broke up over text. And then 2 hours later, they immediately worked it back out. It's that type of dumb shit.
It's the shit we saw a million times when we were kids.
Just dumb kids being dumb until the moment someone does something that involves you just not being ever held accountable for a single thing.
It's like, it's almost like she did this. Obviously, she's guilty.
She got proven guilty.
It's like one of those things where it's like, kids don't understand that you don't get another life. You don't get to reset the game.
You don't just
it's unfortunately like it's really hard. And I didn't know that personally. And there's a couple situations where I definitely could have died when I was younger and I didn't. And I'm very lucky and I thank whatever for it. But like, man, just fucking calm down.
Yeah, dude. You got to be careful out here.
It's really scary. And like these kids, they don't understand death. And it was not till you get to your like late 20s where you really start to realize, oh, it's like permanent and shit.
Yeah, and there's no, like, you're going to reason your way out of this. This isn't, the problem is when you're in high school and you have a high school mentality, you really, I think, maybe believe, oh, I can, like, find a way out. I can go and do some extra credit, or I can say I'm sorry, and because you're used to doing things that make your parents mad and not doing things that kill people. So when you then kill somebody, you're acting at like it's all the same exact level because your brain's not solidified yet.
Yeah.
You're literally, you have no idea that these things are actually doing shit, because this bitch loves, like Shirilla, she loves you being called Shirilla the Killer.
Yeah.
So they call her in prison and she loved it. She also now has a prison girlfriend. She's fully acclimated to prison while then going on.
You ever see the series Night of?
When it first came out,
it reminds me of that. As soon as I saw her, because at the end of the doc they have an interview with her, I just couldn't. I'm like, this shit's Night of was like a motherfucker.
Yes,
because she's just like, she just became a gangster. She's a gangster.
Segued right in, and she, well, honestly, she loved it. She's really at home in prison.
I think that here's my controversial take on the whole thing. I think she's guilty. I think she got what she deserved, but I do think that the trial was very manipulative, and yeah, I guess they got the result they needed to.
Yep.
I think they were using evidence that like necessarily shouldn't have been evidence, like her flipping out when her boyfriend locked her out of the house, like, and her screaming at the front door. Like, she's 16 and she's locked out of her house. Of course she's going to freak out.
But also, it's all about how she does it.
You know, she does. And she used, and it's evidence that used against her, and she did commit the crime. But it's just like, you know, it was one of those things. And then the stuff in jail, when they're doing the interview in jail, and they ask her a question, and then she asks her lawyer if she can answer it, and they use that as, like, evidence against her. It's like, of course she asked her lawyer if she could answer it.
Yes.
Like, what are we fucking, what, since when are we not allowed to ask our lawyer before we answer questions?
It depends on the question.
And using that, like, no, it's like using that against you is extremely fucked up, and I think irresponsible on the filmmaker's part.
Yeah, maybe, but also you don't talk to somebody before, like, don't talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Don't fucking talk to somebody. Same thing with her going on to these jail calls and exhibiting that she has a secret language with her and her mother that no one else can decipher, so that she could say secret things over the fucking camera.
I highly doubt they're able to, because that mom is not smart.
No, she is not a good mom.
Every time that mom tried to help, she just dug a deeper hole. She was not good at helping.
It's
almost like she's stoned all the time.
Sort of. The second one, and like, she's gone back and forth. So it's like, at first they went and they tried to get an appeal going. The first one was attempted in September 2024. They upheld the conviction. There was another appeal that was supposed to happen in 2025, but they fucked up and didn't put the paperwork in correctly. After that, McKenzie got new attorneys who filed another appeal claiming that a previously unexplored medical condition could have been at fault, which is horseshit. But she is still in jail, and it is concurrent. So it's 15 years.
Okay, it's 15 years.
So she has 15 years, then she gets her first parole hearing.
I mean, they're gonna let her out. She'll do it. She'll do her time. Just hopefully she's not a fucking, hopefully she can grow. And right now she's obviously regressing and becoming, you know, it's turning into college for her, obviously.
She's only gonna get worse, unfortunately, but
because
she also,
that's the prison system we have in this country.
But she also killed two people.
Yep.
So that is the issue, is because she's also, when you start off as an asshole and then you go to asshole classes, you're gonna become a master asshole.
Yeah. It is that thing, though. I will forever feel something for people under 18 that
I know.
Get the book thrown at them.
I know what you're saying. But I always, like, you're allowed to. I'll always take it with a grain of salt, because it depends on what's happening. I said, on some level, people that kill someone, they have to have the whole fucking book dropped on their fucking face.
Yeah, because otherwise other people are going to see it and be like, oh, that's not that bad. If you I could kill do 5 years.
If you could kill somebody, if you kill somebody with your actions, unfortunately, that's kind of as bad as it goes. And you need to experience the adult ramifications of your, even if it's just a tragic mistake,
yeah,
that is a thing you must learn from.
I think that one of the things I kept going back to was the fact that she said that she'd fell asleep and then accelerated. To me, like, don't, if you're going to make up a disease to the reason you didn't stop accelerating, choose a seizure. Something that, like, stiffens your leg, again, you know, where you have to, like, press the pedal. Like, asleep, you would have let go of the pedal.
She's too young, you know, to be good at,
like,
crime.
It's just like, yeah, so you choose a crime. Choose a medical.
Choose a better crime. Yeah. Choose a better angle. But honestly, the documentary really made me angry, and you can go check it over on Netflix.
Yeah, no, it's totally worth a watch.
Yeah, it's really great, but it makes me angry. Here's another story that makes me angry.
Mm.
Oh, I hope it's good for everybody. See how angry I get.
Live from your grave.
This one I don't know much about. I'm ready to hear your take.
Okay, so this is a windy one. So this story, first of all, involves Legos. So
I gotta go.
Yeah, I know. I know. My wife loves Legos. Marcus loves Legos.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's Lego. Even me saying it incorrectly, I can already hear the Lego people going like, I'm in a little house.
No, I think it's Legos.
I'm in a little
it's
house.
Legos? I think you could say Legos.
It's the Lego store, not the Lego store.
I like my palm trees to be fake.
I don't know,
I live in a little clicking house.
I like to get my Legos and Lagos.
Me too. Lego my Legos, because if you don't, I'm going to fucking sew your ass. Coming for you, bricks and minifigs.
I'll build a wall like any motherfucker.
I know you love building a wall.
My wall. And I used to, my old wall, it crumbled. And this wall, I put, on the bottom, I put a base. And so it's going to be harder to break this wall.
I know. You're talking about the big bricks Legos. They're different now. They're very delicate.
I like ones that I can punch.
Yeah, I know you do. It's just real bricks. So here we go. Let me try it if I can disseminate this. I'm going to do this as thoroughly as I can, but we'll talk about this. Yeah. So this starts with Brian Menzel. He's an Oregon man. Him and his father, they spent years putting together what is considered to be like one of the biggest collections, massive collection of vintage Star Wars themed Lego sets. Apparently, the collection was worth like $200,000. Right,
that's a lot.
That's a lot in toy money. And they go and they've been doing this for years together. This father and son Mormon activity of collecting Lego sets together is so much better than collecting wives and child brides. So yes. Good on you.
Keep them busy.
Keep them busy, right? So they went to this place called Bricks and Minifigs. No, that's not your new local brewery with the pork belly date skewers. No, that is the worst name of a store I've ever heard. It's a thing for Lego consignment sales, right? So it's a franchise. It's like a consignment stores. So you go and like they sell old vintage Lego sets,
mm-hmm.
and they buy them from you, and you buy, and it's like a thing, right? And I guess it's like there's many branches of it, and it's a Mormon run company, which is a thing that comes out I find interesting. They love toys, because we're all just little fucking toys to them, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So eventually this father and son have decided we must sell this. We need money, I guess. So what they did is they went to their local Bricks and Minifigs that was run by a woman by the name of Crystal Gorman. And they said they set up this little individual deal with her.
Psycho Gorman.
Man, that was great. We talked to the director. He's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
So the goal with this was that they were going to take the collection of Star Wars toys. They could use it for advertising, which they did. They then said, you can come and see this gigantic, like, only here collection of Star Wars Lego here in this very specific Bricks and Minifigs.
I like when stores become like museums.
It was like that. And it was also the goal was to sell them off. And then the Bricks and Minifigs would get a percentage, and then they'd give the larger percentage back to Brian Menzel and his father.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
It was co-signment.
It was like a co-signment deal. Yeah. It was a whole thing, right? So all of a sudden, Crystal Forman, she would like later on, a little while later, she, I guess, according to Crystal Forman, she notified the corporate end that she and her husband, they were going to go, they might be leaving the country, and they thought about, can we sell our store? According to Crystal, she immediately was replaced. These guys show up. These two guys from corporate arrive and say, we're taking the store back. We're taking the locks. They change the locks, seize control of all the inventory, which includes all of the unsold Star Wars shit, right, sitting in there, right? So they got these new guys, two fuckers by the name Brandon Best and Josh Johnson, two Mormons, right?
They come here. White shirts, shorts. We got it.
You know exactly
backpacks,
what they look
tie,
like.
Yeah.
They got the they got a rifle. They got a shirt with a rifle on it with like from a maybe. No, I guess not a brewery. They're Mormons. So they got one like maybe something from a trampoline park, and then they got like a Colorado Rockies flat brim hat or whatever.
Yeah.
God knows. And so they go in there to straight up say, they finally go like, okay, new management. We'd love to know about what do we do with this. We want to like re-up and find out what you guys have sold, what we're going to do. They said, first of all, fuck you. That contract's not viable. Everything in the store's ours. We might have about $5,000 worth of stuff for you somewhere in here. Then cuts to him going through all of these legal matters to try to be like, I have a contract that says that we're doing this. And this is a contract that says that this is, and that's my stuff. I have all of it fully inventoried by the fucking little scan number. It's all set. You can't lie to me. That is my stuff. That's me and my father's stuff.
Yeah, we have pictures of it. God, when nerds get mad, I get so sad.
Right? Because it's just Legos, right? And yeah. And the worst part about this now is the police are getting involved. So this all came to the attention of So it came attention to a little YouTube boy named Reckless Ben. I don't know who this kid is. I've never heard this before. I don't know what he does. But I ended up watching the full hour and a half special he did on this. And it is, he did a fantastic job.
Hell yeah,
and
Reckless Ben.
This dude got involved and he said, I want to get you your Legos back. So he went hardcore in the paint. And this is when shit starts getting blowed up. So Ben starts inserting himself in the scenario to try to like go to the franchise and try to work his way through. They immediately call the cops. So they also then, he doesn't understand that they're...
So they call the cops and the guy's trying to get their shit back.
Yes. And so the cops come and say, they've issued a trespass warrant on you. So we're going to kick you off the property. And he's like, well, actually, I'm here. And you see the body cam footage. She's like, I'm here. This is a contract that I have signed. They have my material in here. I would love to sit and just have a conversation about what we're supposed to do here. And they literally, you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail right the fuck now. Like, couldn't care less. We're now seeing that the Mormon police, these are Mormon police officers, are coming to help this company keep these guys from getting this money. Because Bricks and Minifigs, in a recorded conversation, straight up told Brian, the Brian dude, listen, this is how this is going to go. You're going to sue us to try to get your shit back. You and your fucking father's precious little slave Leah jerk-off material, right? You're going to try to get that back from us, powerful Mormons. It's not going to fucking happen. Because if you do, guess what we're going to do? We're going to sue you back. And then we're going to make it so long. We're going to take this out. So we're going to drag this out for fucking years. And we're going to bleed you fucking dry to the point where this lawsuit's going to cost you three times as much as you would ever have made from the Star Wars collection, so you might as well drop it. And that's written down.
Isn't that evidence?
Yes. No, it doesn't matter because the cops
The
cops have to file a crime. So right now, Bricks and Minifigs, now it's blowing up. This whole thing's fucking blowing up because the Reckless Ben dude is going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Because every time he goes to a level, he finds out a new way they figured out. Because what they did was that they finally actually made a form of agreement to kind of settle whatever was going to happen. And when they finally went to go have the meeting where they were going to sign the contract to say, all right, this is a settlement, they just shut the franchise. So then they just shut the franchise and they say, well, that's a franchise. It's got nothing to do with us. We're Bricks and Minifigs. You can't touch us. Yeah, we're Bricks and Minifigs. I mean, talk about these. I guess Maxi Figs, right? These minifigs out here are doing incredible work, right? So they decided to just like say we're franchise, which is what then they did. So they started pretending to be Bricks and Minifigs so that Bricks and Minifigs would sue them back. It's a whole long process. So right now, go follow the saga. That's what I would do because it's going back and forth.
So right now, there's still no result.
Well, Bricks and Minifigs has come out, just said everybody's wrong, said that the lady that originally got rid of the franchise that they took over, they try to say that she had defaulted on payments. She's saying that's horseshit.
They stole from her too.
They stole from everybody. This is all about Mormon egotism. All of this is Mormons not wanting to be incorrect about a thing, because what Bricks and Minifigs try to say in the very beginning was that, oh, well, you made a contract with the franchisee. We don't do that. So you that it doesn't matter. We can't do that. So it doesn't matter. And it's like, but I have a contract in my hands. So does this exist or not? Is this a piece of fucking paper that I signed or not? Is this a fucking contract that I fucking put together or not?
Yeah.
Right? Because it doesn't matter. Because you have to fucking go by the contract. But it doesn't matter. They don't think it doesn't matter because they know better than us because they fucking suck off God through a fucking curtain every fucking week.
And the police are corrupt.
Of course they are. The,
the police are involved in it.
Well, the police are Mormon. Where, so they
is
believe...
This, is this in Utah?
This is all in Oregon.
Oh, it's in Oregon.
This is in Oregon, but it's still Mormons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all Mormons and it's a Mormon community. And the cops are fighting for the Mormons versus investigating the crime because they are all in bed with the religion. And wow. All of this is about, that's the thing that no one, again, the truly, if you look at the material about this, there's not a single mention of the Mormon stuff anywhere, much like every other article about Mormon criminals that I think is fascinating because no one really wants to talk about why it's going down. The reason why they're even fighting for this to begin with is because Mormons are always right and we are wrong.
Man, so their GoFundMe already has $250,000.
Oh yeah, no, they're gonna make a lot of money, and I'm not pumping a GoFundMe because we don't really do that. But
yeah,
I if you look at the statement,
I'm curious about that. Is I mean, like, well, if this, then why not give up?
I don't know,
or just use this money to fight them. I think that's what you should do.
I think that is what they are doing. But just know it is. Their Bricks and Minifigs put out a statement. You can go to their website. They are, of course. They're not guilty until proven guilty. So we are obviously in that section. We, you know, who knows? But I know they're liars. Yeah. That's me. And I can say anything
I
want.
They think they're better than us.
Well, yeah.
They think that we're all going to die and go to hell and they're going to die and go to heaven.
We just had an incredible interview with Mormon influencer, ex-Mormon influencer, Alyssa Grenfell, that was like talking about this idea of like the little silly things that they talk about, how their $400 billion slush fund is a rainy day. I'm sick of this cute shit from you Mormons, you fucking evil Mormons.
And just hoarding fucking money, stealing from people, just trying to collect Legos with their father.
It is literally like, just because...
It is the purest thing I think I can think of.
They have decided that it should be theirs and it should not belong to him. And obviously they knew what to do with those Star Wars Legos and those... That father and son were wasting it by enjoying them.
Oh, man.
This YouTuber, he's generated over 10 million views talking about this situation.
Yeah, dude.
And he ended up getting swatted because of all this.
Oh, no, they're coming for him. They sued. The Bricks and Minifigs is suing him. Bricks and Minifigs is coming hard for Reckless Ben. So, he seems like a fine young man. And I think he's doing a good job. And I think that if you're going to weaponize YouTube.
I like this.
Yeah, I like this. This is a good way to weaponize YouTube because we're going up against something bigger than just a Lego selling company. This is about us versus God. And Reckless Ben is going to beat God. That's what this is about, and I hope so.
Oh, well, there's another piece of shit in the news.
Yay!
There's a guy that we haven't talked about yet, which I'm very surprised at myself, to be honest with you, that we haven't brought this guy up. But he's back in the news again, and I'm not going to say his name wrong, but his name is... Igor Litvinchuk.
Oh, Igor Litvinchuk. I love this guy.
He's from Covington, Washington. And if you haven't noticed, he got in a lot of trouble for throwing a big old rock at a monk seal when he was in Maui.
No, I saw the video. He literally just sort of like I love how he pretends to have his side of the story.
Yes. No, he's since developed a side in the story, but it like blew up in Hawaii. This guy is a gigantic piece of shit. He got caught on camera throwing this giant rock at a monk seal. He barely missed it.
Which is also the saddest thing in the world. Not only did, but he also has bad aim.
Not only
is he a piece of shit, but he almost...
Yeah, no, it's really, and the monk seal obviously is a protected endangered animal in Hawaii. He claims he thought it was a sea lion trying to attack a turtle.
That's
his claim, but that claim also came out weeks later. After this video, he was caught on video. Then he told the woman who took the video, I have so money that I can take the fine and it doesn't matter because I'm rich.
Yes, he just wanted to throw a thing at an aquatic mammal.
So Hawaii took it amongst themselves, and one of the locals, you don't fuck around in Hawaii. I don't know if people understand this or not.
Hawaii's not fucking around.
Yeah, you don't fuck around in Hawaii. You don't mess with the locals. You don't mess with the wildlife. Some dude found his ass the next day and beat the living shit out of him.
As he deserved.
It's on camera. The guy who beat him, they didn't see his face. So he was never caught. The sheriff said that they're not looking for him, too.
No.
And so then, you know, and so this guy, he goes back to Washington, and when he gets back to Washington, they fucking arrest him as soon as he gets there. You know,
they should.
Yeah.
And he's going after an innocent animal that is literally just in its home. It's not like it arrived in your fucking hotel room. It is in its home.
Yes. And so now he is saying that his life has since been destroyed.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Threw a fucking rocket at an endangered animal on camera, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, he claims that he's a fisherman and he loves turtles and he was protecting turtles.
Oh, yeah, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You pick up the turtle.
Yeah, so he...
Pick up the turtle! It's slow! The turtle's super slow. If you want to pick it up and move it someplace, it's easy to do.
Yeah, but he was charged in violations of the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and they are critically endangered species, the monk seals, especially this one. This one, they all knew her name and they loved her. But he has pleaded not guilty in court, and if convicted, he faces a fine up to $50,000.
Yes!
And then also another $20,000 fine, the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
What's his name again?
His name is Igor Litvinchuk.
Igor Litvinchuk. Oh, yeah, Igor Litvinchuk. Hopefully you never work again.
Yeah, man, this guy fucking blows.
Fuck you, dude.
His life is ruined.
Yeah, as it should be, because all he had to do is be like, oh, my God, I'm drunk. I'm in a program. Oh, my God, I have a rage issue. I need to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, these are all just samples, guys. Oh, God, I wish I could take it all back. Oh, man, I thought it was an ugly woman.
But this is...
Oh, my God. Like, there's so many other things you could have said. If he just said he thought it was a homeless man covered in kelp and he threw a rock at it, they would have applauded him. You know what I mean? Like, if they just went and... if he just did that... But no, nobody has sympathy for you, dude. You're fucked.
No, he is fucked. And this is the exact thing we should be doing to people like this.
Shame his
film
ass.
Film it. Shame him into poor. Make him poor. And you know what? He probably is fine. And he probably is rich. And they're like, this is the fucking attitude that people who are too rich have when they go visit places. They go to beautiful places to destroy them.
They go to Hawaii and they think that just because they're on vacation, they can do whatever they want because they are on vacation and they have paid to go to Hawaii.
Good on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration who fought and sought to arrest him when he got back to the Seattle area.
Honestly, this is great.
They fucking nailed it.
It took it very seriously.
Honestly, I hope that this guy gets the top fucking punishment and just like, and you know what? Beat his ass again.
Dude, fuck and him. That's he obviously has not learned his lesson.
No.
So I feel like he is going to unfortunately reoffend. I think that he's going to do now, especially that he's going to be so butthurt after something like this. I can almost guarantee he's going to reoffend doing something just as obnoxious. And when he does, hopefully there'll be a group of people there to beat him again.
God, I hope he gets divorced. I hope talk to him again.
As
I hope
should.
He gets everything.
Because you could see him becoming as he's like, I'm not owned. I'm not owned! You could see him just be, like, angry that he got caught and angry that everybody's coming down on him.
Yeah.
And that will hopefully force him to do something that'll put him in real jail.
When I look at a guy like this, I'm like, oh, there's no chance that anyone tells this guy, I love you.
No one has ever been like...
No one loves this
man. I'm so glad you're here, Igor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's never heard that. Oh, my God, Igor. What'd we do without you?
Yeah. People keep mailing him shit.
As they should.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's getting harassed. Yeah, they're literally mailing him shit. So, you know, I'm sure his address is on the internet somewhere if people keep mailing him shit.
Go
so,
get him. Am I allowed to say that? Go get him.
You know, whatever.
You send him stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, well, you know, if you don't, it's fine, too. But, you know, if you do...
Who cares?
Make sure it's gross.
Right. So we got, there's another fucking animal attack on this thing. This was one of those that's just more out of the movie. You ever seen the movie Equus?
No.
You ever see it with, what's his name? Not the fat guy from Harry Potter. What's his name? That was on the play. When Harry Potter showed Dong.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that play.
Yeah.
I saw the little penis.
You saw his penis?
Yeah.
How was it?
British.
Good.
But you know, it was a good play. It was very, it was very cool. The original.
I wanted to see it myself.
I'll show you a picture of Daniel Radcliffe's penis.
Hell yeah.
It's actually probably just on here.
Yeah, people, I'm sure people snuck some pictures. Daniel Radcliffe penis. Thank you. Use it on the office computer, now, please.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah, safe search is off.
Images. Here it is, right there.
Where is it?
Yep.
I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's far away.
Oh, that's a good dog. That's a healthy dog. What? Does he have to touch the horse?
Mm. Why is he with the horse?
Yeah, why is he with the horse? This is a different...
So in the movie Equus, so in the show slash movie, now we're just looking at a naked man. Now we're just looking at the frozen pictures. Those, they are adding to his penis. And those, oh, why did he do the butthole shot? Get this out of here. Get this fucking out of here. Why did he bend over like that on stage?
I love God. That Harry Potter did this.
Why did he show the audience?
I love Daniel Radcliffe for this.
Get this out of here.
I wish that every grown-up child star just shows their cock on stage.
I'm fine with the cock. I did not know about the Tainan asshole.
Patronus. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, speaking of this,
that's amazing.
So Equus in the play. Equus, a boy blinds a bunch
weird
of horses.
That his dick looks like Dobby.
Please don't beat me, master.
It's so
please
nice.
Please don't beat me, master.
Just thorn lippy.
Is this why Dobby friends. Committed suicide?
Yes. Little ears. That's when he got circumcised. That's all they chopped off.
Forgive the two me, side ears.
chop off more. Gotcha, Daniel.
Yeah, I do love you.
You're doing really well, Daniel. Yeah. I think it's going to be okay.
Swiss Army Man was incredible.
We all liked it.
Yeah.
So, in Equus, this boy blinds a bunch of horses, and then the whole thing's about his, like, relationship, this weird pseudo-sexual relationship he has with these horses and the psychiatrist and blah, 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 right?
It's hilarious.
It's, oh, my God, laugh a minute. When he pulled his pants down and he went, now there's a Salt Lick Equus. That was the whole audience said it at once. It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, the tagline was nay means nay.
Yeah, so Eddie. That's disgusting. So this story is about a teenage girl who did something very similar. Now, this was in a barrel race in Las Vegas. Okay. No, I don't know what barrel racing is.
Is that like when someone's on their hands and the other person's holding their feet?
That's a real barrel.
I'm close.
Yeah, the horse is on. The horse, you pull up a horse's hooves and you drive it by its dick.
They run around barrels.
Got it. Boom. Yeah, done. Yeah, easy.
Okay, great.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. It's better than the rodeo, I guess. I guess it's a part of the rodeo, probably.
This teenager was apparently like super creepy. They haven't named her yet. But she was super creepy, and a lot of the parents were saying
who
that she was around.
Name her?
Sarah. Tatiana.
Tatiana's not
horse stabber. Tatiana horse pricker. So Tatiana Horsepricker was over in her, she was walking around all the various competitions. Now, a lot of people said that Tatiana Horsepricker was not super good at barrel racing.
And that
she had apparently only finished for the qualifying match, like 23 out of 25. And there was some talk about whether or not she did this as a way to sabotage the other horses. So Tatiana went into the stables and stabbed three horses.
Jesus.
Now, we don't know whether or not the horses were stabbed, because if they are stabbed anywhere but the trunk, they have to be killed.
Really?
Yes, because if they have anything done to their extremities, I guess they have to just... honestly, Eddie, I have no idea
why. I've heard of a broken leg, you got to kill a horse.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Why are we killing these horses so willy-nilly?
I feel like the horse is gigantic and could take a stab.
Can we not put a horse on in a wheelchair?
What kind of knife did she use?
I don't know.
And I don't think you can put a horse on a wheelchair. That's a big wheelchair.
But I'm just saying, there's got to be... Like, put a horse on a cart. Right? Can't there be a horse on a cart?
I think it's really hard.
Can't horses just sit on their bellies?
If a horse falls on you, you die.
But if a horse is on its belly, and then you just flip it back and forth, if you just make sure it's on even sides,
mm-hmm.
We don't know whether or not the horses were what they were stabbed with. But they were stabbed. A lot of them, they say it's a knife. They definitely use a knife.
Okay.
So they were all stabbed, and they think partially it was just because she didn't want to race that day. And she was afraid that she was going to get wrapped. She was going to get lapped by all the other people. But it could also be she just plumb crazy.
Yeah, she seems like a psychopath.
Well, yeah, either way, it's not a real rational way.
If you stab a horse for no reason, you're a psychopath.
Also, you know, I would say a reasonable response would be if you feel that you're not getting the results you want from your competitive, like, sport,
mm-hmm.
practice harder.
Yes. Yeah. Also,
that's what I would say before you stab all the other horses. That's me. Only just because I'm super not into stabbing horses.
Also, just getting there is the part of the prize,
dude. You're there. You're top 25.
You could barrel race better than most people in America.
There's thousands of barrel races.
Be happy about that.
You're in the top 25. Celebrate it.
This is an Angola prison rodeo. You're fucking in Vegas. People have paid tickets to see you.
Are you a Spaniard princess? Why do you need to be the queen of horses, Tatiana Horsepricker?
Even if you come in last, you're still a horse barrel rider.
Stay home. Well, you know what? Not anymore, though. Because now that you stab these horses, you're officially on my naughty list. And I don't think you should be allowed to go back, but that's just me. That's just one humble broadcaster's opinion, you know? Mm-hmm. And then maybe she just needs a timeout.
Yeah. Well, she joined the, you know, maybe they should stab her and she should be in the Dehanced Games. See how fast that bitch can go around a barrel.
Don't sing her fucking so bad, man. This was so bad, dude. Did you see that guy doing anti-gravity push-ups?
No.
There was one guy like held his hands and then he did like push-ups in midair and it's like, great. Now what?
Yeah.
What does that do for you? Nothing, right?
Oh, man.
Still going to fucking die of a brain aneurysm from all your fucking peptides.
Oh, my God. Live from your grave. I got a tiny update for everybody just to scare everyone a little bit.
Please.
Screwworm. Remember the screwworm? The screwworm that was getting in the cattle, and then we were buying the cattle, and it was coming up.
I remember.
The screwworm is now... 30 miles south of the United States.
She's back.
It's not. Back. That's back.
In
it's close.
The saddle again.
Yes. Yeah. It's coming up there. So they've noticed it down in.
Oh, good for her.
The Calahula State in Mexico. It's 30 miles south of Texas.
Glow up of the century.
Yeah.
Welcomes to stateside.
Yeah, they found it in some sheep.
Travel maxing.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because they said. They found it in sheep, and then they also found it in a goat-like animal, which I don't know what that
means. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
It's a goat-like animal.
Dude, we getting vague about animals?
Just say goat or like ram. I don't know. Like, what do you mean goat-like?
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about?
Are you inventing animals to put screwworms in?
You have like a thing called like a mama tuba or like a... Oh, it's called a sloat. Yes, it's a sloth goat. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, I mean goat-like, dude. I don't believe anything you're saying about these screwworms if you don't know what the animal it was in.
Yeah.
If you don't know what animal it is, you don't know what a screw worm is.
It's a goat or a ram something or a lamb like or some
it.
Shit like
it's
that.
Not a cat.
Yeah.
It's somewhere between a bison and a cat. It's somewhere between the two.
It's goat-like.
By meaning it has legs like a goat does, and it has eyes like a goat does. But that's really all I can compare it in that way, because it has fins like a goat doesn't.
Yeah.
And wings like a goat doesn't.
So they're worried about this outbreak getting too close to America, obviously, because once it gets into the cattle, we're kind of fucked. The USDA estimates that a screwworm incursion could inflict $1.8 billion in damage in the Lone Star State alone.
Little screwworm. Screw little screwworm.
I mean, I don't know, man. This is going to be tough. Maybe it's time to eat less beef.
Honestly, I really hope.
I feel like the screwworm is a good time for all of us to like sit back and be like, you know what? Maybe we should follow Chick-fil-A's advice here and eat more chicken.
You know what I'll say? We'll just see how this all shakes out in 2028 when we see Buttigieg screwworm running for president of the United States of America. And honestly, I'm fine with the screwworm because the screwworm made it from the bottom. Now they're here.
That's right.
Such a huge get. Good work on you, screwworm. Hustling. That's the hustle culture showing. That's bringing you to America. And that's what we love about immigrants coming here.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the whole thing is. It's like hardworking people making America great again.
And then, you know, we've blocked all cattle imports from Mexico for a year.
Done.
Yeah, so that'll solve it.
Hey, I don't even know why we're talking about it. Because the problem's been solved. Except, I think I'm sitting on a screw room right now.
Whoa!
All right. We have really sad news.
Is this more sad news?
No, I think it's time.
Oh, well, before I want to give a little bit of good news, and then I'll get into the sad news. All right? Just a little bit of, a little bit of good news. Just
a good, I thought it was a good
No, it is segue. Nice. Screw worm, it is nice. But in honor of our episode, we just recently had episode 666 come out. We're talking
Hail
about
Satan, Hail Satan.
Anton LaVey, and I can't help but think that we have a piece, I feel like we do things on the show, and then the week after, things happen. And I don't know if we got anything to do with it or not. Alligator Alcatraz, Alligator Pelican shutting down.
We shut it down, yeah.
And now...
that was us.
And now Buster...
Certainly not all the activists.
Yeah.
It was us.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
It's interesting. But Bus Route 666 is now going back to hell. That's right. In Poland, there was a bus route that goes to a town called Hell, H-E-L. And it was always Bus Route 666. But now they changed it to Bus Route 669.
Yeah, because everyone was scared or stupid. Yeah.
So some guy went in there and he's like, you know what? I want it back to be 666. And they changed it back. So 666 now goes back to hell. Shout out to Poland. Shout out to hell. Shout out to 666.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, wow. They could really just change that one thing, huh?
Yep. They can just do a Poland. They're surprisingly better than us.
But just on that one thing.
Yes. And speaking of a highway to hell. Still a segue.
I just want to just say, Eddie, we've honestly made a lot of fun here, but I think it's important for you to send.
I lost Tootsie yesterday. Poor girl. She finally passed away. I loved her with all my heart. She's such a good baby. And it was definitely Tootsie's time. We sent her to the back rooms.
Can I honestly, which is honestly great for Kane. Great for Kane Pixels. He's been on big. Shout out to Kane. Can I ask, and I want to be as sensitive as possible about this because I know you're very sad. It's a
we
lot.
Did let them keep the vagina, yes.
Great, because they work so hard on it. My other question is that did it have to be done with a silver bullet?
Oh, well.
Like, did you have to remove her head and then put garlic in the head and burn the head separate?
What we did was we gave her the normal, sedative, and then we gave her the extra anesthesia that, takes them out eventually and stop breathing. And then Tootsie was like, I like it. Give me more.
Yeah.
She's like, this is great. This is the first meal I've enjoyed in months.
Yeah, she got all active.
Yeah. And so the doctor's like, we don't usually have to do this. But then they brought out the silver bullet, and they're like, and then they shot her, and then the craziest thing happened. She turned into a woman. We're like, what? It's just like all of a sudden there's
old,
like, beautiful naked woman, just like in the vet's office, sitting there. And we're like, Tootsie,
wow.
And then she was like, thank you, you have done to me. And then she turned in the dust.
Well, you had this hot naked woman in your house this whole fucking time. Jesus Christ. Did Julie get instantly jealous and then relieved?
Yeah, it was one of those.
Honestly,
it's
like, thank you for releasing me. And then Julie's like, forget what those breasts look like. You forget.
But
well,
yes,
honestly, thank
it
you.
It was a long journey with Tootsie. We had her for almost 5 years, 4 years, 3 months. It was honestly.
You took amazing care of her.
The dog, she was barely a dog for the last year, but she was the sweetest, kindest baby. We took a wonderful nap yesterday. We went skin to fur, and we had a nice long nap.
And she got to see the Grand Canyon.
She got to see the Grand Canyon.
Which she was always wanting to.
She got to finish the Martin Scorsese documentary.
That's huge. Before Julie.
But, yeah. Well, we watched it together yesterday. Oh, well. And then at the end, she's like, I must kill this at the flower moon. I'm like, Tootsie, I think that one's a little too long even for you.
Yeah, I feel like it. Should have shown her Silence.
She knows Silence. She was there.
She was during the filming, during the story, the original story.
Yeah. She was there.
She's like, take that priest and put him in the ocean. Put him in the ocean. Make him denounce his faith.
Damn, Tootsie. You fucking for real.
Oh, yeah. But, I love Tootsie. I love her so much. I cried way more than a big man should cry yesterday. And I will see you on the other side, old girl. And if there is a afterlife, you were already in it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think she'd already been there. But we love you, Tootsie.
I love you.
Enjoy.
Last piece of my mom. Yeah. As a well, no, no, that's wrong. My aunt. My mom's sister.
Yeah, get her head. Still you know what I mean. You know what I mean? But she's, but your aunt's not your mother. Aunt, she didn't belong to your mother, you know? Wow.
Well, in truly more important news, in an update to last week's question, I'm sorry about this, guys.
Oh, wait, before we move on. In honor, Tootsie's last wishes for you to come to Phoenix this weekend to so I can sell out this show.
If you love,
if you love Tootsie,
Tootsie
at all, you would come to the Desert Ridge Improv on Sunday and see me, Amber, and Julie perform live. Because, like, you know, and she's like, please tell them to fly in. Tell them to come in from all parts of the world and celebrate. This is going to be Tootsie's funeral.
It's real. He's bringing her body.
Yeah, we're going to shoot her out of a cannon at the end, which is what they like in Phoenix.
That's the only thing they like is a dead dog there. It's the only thing they laugh at. You pull out a dead dog, it's a clear. That's his closer.
All right, take your picture off the screen.
All right, for a second.
Well, thankfully... It brings us to the most important topic of the day, which is last week I asked for, and very hastily, didn't think about it.
In honor of Grogu blowing himself throughout the entire movie.
I asked for evidence that sucking your own dick is real.
Yeah.
And let's just say,
Here
comes another one. I gotta say, I've not really regretted something as much in a while, only just because, like, I'm as open-minded San Francisco as you get, right?
We have talented fans.
I love everybody. I am the most fucking, like, truly, I'm down with women's lib. Uh-huh. I am all about every kind of sucking and fucking. I think it's all great. But nothing has made me feel more like a Christian senator than reading these emails. Because some of these, I'm just like, wow, I just didn't understand how big of a genre sucking your own dick is, big of it is all pervasive against all, through all gay porn, about how it's not only common, but liked, and it's a fetish, and it happens all the time. And not only that, but I'd say solid 12% of our audience has done it, or can do it, or continues to do it.
It's easier to do if you still have your foreskin.
Apparently.
It's like a straw.
Because you suck on the top and you pull it in like it's like you're reeling in a fucking giant fish.
Okay, so here we go. Let me just go through some of these emails. Okay. Here we go. Otto Fellatio. Ahoy, 31-year-old, highly flexible trans woman.
Ahoy.
I've been able to self-suck when I was younger, and I can confirm it's possible. Next one. Right, I'm going to share my personal experience. When I was a teenager, I discovered I was the right combination of flexible and skinny enough and endowed enough to get about 2 inches into my own mouth. As Henry alluded to, it's much more like sucking dick than getting your dick sucked. I can only really describe it as trying to tickle yourself. There was no pleasure gained, and the discomfort of both being stretched and folded onto yourself and having a penis in your mouth meant that there was no way I was ever going to get myself there. That said, I was a dumb teenager, and I figured I would just need to give it a few tries, so it wasn't a one-time thing. My usual method was laying on my back and then bringing my hips up to my face while keeping my shoulders and neck flat on the bed or floor. Another method was sitting on the edge of the tub or similar and craning my upper body down. I tried it probably 5 or 6 times before I fully gave up, and in retrospect, I'm extremely thankful no one ever walked in on me. Someone sent it here, several driver's licenses. These are all redacted. I've got probably like 10 different redacted driver's licenses.
What do you mean?
People just sending in their driver's license, but with all of the information blacked out just to prove that they're sending a driver's license.
What does that have to do with sucking your own dick?
Just to say, I'm a person that sucks its own dick. Here's my driver's license. I suck my own dick.
Oh, wow. So they want to be like on a government registry.
And they're on. I sent it right to Steve Miller, guys. So here's a next. This one's brutal.
I dated
a man who had osteogenesis imperfecta, typically referred to as brittle bone disease by dumb bitches like me. This genetic disease affects your collagen production and causes your bones to break super easily. This man had steel rods in both legs, and at 26 had lost count of how many fractures he'd suffered after 200, not including all the bones he'd broken during his own birth. I make hella sucking your own dick jokes, and he'd always look a little embarrassed when I did. Until about a month into dating, when he finally said to me, I can do that, you know. I got way too excited and immediately asked him a million questions about it.
Not do it?
I even asked him if he broke two ribs just to be able to do it, but he somehow did not get that reference, you know? Too real, maybe? I also asked him, does it feel like getting your dick sucked, or does it feel like sucking a dick? He quietly responded that it does indeed just feel like sucking a dick. Anyway, I asked if I could see it, because I want to see it, and he said yes, but only if I didn't laugh. So I told him maybe it's not such a good idea after all. Thinking about the idea of it right now is making me laugh. There's a way I wouldn't be able to witness it in front of him. So it didn't happen.
And then she's like, you know what? I'm dumping you.
Yes. You know what? You're weak. My hot ex-coworker at a pizza place was rumored to have done a solo porn where he sucks his own dick. I didn't believe it until I actually saw the video, and it scarred me for life. He was lying on his back on a table and pretzeled himself into a crazy position where he put his legs over his shoulders. I canceled our hangout and couldn't look him in the eyes ever again. I don't know if he came because I ran away like 12, like right before he did it, right? So here's another one. This one fucking also...
Rob
scares
just got
me.
A video on of a cow sucking its own udders.
Hey, that's fucking really fun. This one I really like.
What's that? What are, you know?
Hey, you know,
it's that.
Hey, it's making its own milk. I wish, honestly, if milk came out of it, I'd be much more willing to suck my own dick.
Mm-hmm.
If straight up milk came out
if
of my penis,
milk, it's a lot easier.
Like
yeah.
chocolate milk, I would suck
we're
my own dick.
We're supposed to drink milk.
I'll drink milk, but I won't suck. I don't like penis. I won't eat semen.
Yeah.
So listening to this week's Side Stories episode, I was compelled to share some personal experiences.
Oh, God.
I will admit, as a young, curious teen, I attempted to flate myself, but was unsuccessful. Not for a lack of trying, I digress. Recently, I was overseas for work. While over there, I met a woman for what I thought would be a standard night out for drinks with no strings attached. The night was going well, but as she drank more, I began to learn more. Somehow, we had gotten onto the topic of sex. I wasn't complaining, as the aspect was part of the reason we were meeting up in the first place. However, I quickly became self-aware about how vanilla my sex life was when she began to detail some of her own experiences. She was a self-proclaimed muscle mommy and enjoyed dominating. Her MO was making dudes bust their nut into their own mouths. To do this, she'd get them all horned up and perform oral sex on them. And when they were about to climax, she would hop off, flip their legs up towards their head, and proceed to jerk them off until they were left with no choice but to either spit or swallow their own goop.
Wow.
Her number up to that point had been 4, and I sure as hell didn't plan on being the 5th. We went our separate ways.
I'll never do it to you. This is something I've done. I'm cured. I never do things like that anymore. What's that movie with the chick who kills the guys? Pretty Young Woman or something like that that came out a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She didn't even do it. She didn't fucking do it, dude.
Oh my God. Remember, like, we used to have a bit in our show that we do in JK Ultra that we had to cut where Henry would suck his own dick.
I hurt my back.
And then you hurt yourself pretending to do it, and we had to stop.
I had to stop doing the bit because I legitimately hurt my back. It's hard to do.
You're just pretending. You got injured. It wasn't even like hurt. It was injured.
Oh, yeah. No, I was injured. I was really hurt. I had to go to the doctor. I had to get a cortisone shot. But hey, man, look at me. I'm great. All right? So that's this one last one about a bunch of 16-year-olds convincing a guy on Omegle to send him a video of him sucking his own dick. And it's just a lot, man.
What do you do when the 16-year-olds are the predators?
This is the problem, is that they are manipulating you. Don't just let any 16-year-old tell you to suck your own dick on camera. But I will say I learned a lot because someone had sent me the subreddit too. And it's amazing. Men are incredible. That's what I'll say.
Determined.
Men are simply the most incredible of us all. And if you
anything
really
to
don't
keep a woman out of your life.
Thank God. Thank you so much, Rob, for pulling up the book called Self Suck Hotel by Ethan Haney.
You don't need a hotel.
Yeah, honestly.
You could self suck anywhere.
I'm not paying to be self sucked.
Yeah. What's that say? When he gets a hotel room for himself for a night, a college student, Dylan Turner, plans to indulge in his favorite pastime, sucking his own dick.
You could do that at home.
You don't need a whole book.
Yeah, dude.
That's not a book.
Yeah, how long is that? It's just like...
It better be a leaflet.
An inch.
You know
closer
what?
Closer to the dick.
Not one-star reviews. Not
closer
one. Everyone really
dick.
Liked this author.
Three
this,
inch.
Four stars.
Closer
hot.
To the
this
dick.
Is only on Kindle, though. So, yeah. So anyone...
Well, so you could jerk off at work.
Two stars. Short suck hotel.
Yeah, that person's mad at how short it was,
Eddie.
This was
a novel concept for me, anyway.
Yeah, he said this didn't evolve. He said the concept didn't evolve.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that... Well, if we start with self-sucking... Where do we go after that? I actually felt that the man, the drifter from outside, was kind of a hat on a self-sucking dick.
Four stars from Gilberto Del Rio, oh my girth. Wow, very intense sex depicted in this lustful story. I was erect the entire time, so hot and sexy. Definitely recommend to my friends.
Hey, Gilberto. Thanks for the recommendation. No more, please.
Three people found it helpful, Henry. It's not
those
for
those
you.
Two, that was his two friends.
Yeah.
That
was
him and his two friends.
Okay, yeah.
Well, guys, we learned a lot today, and I just want to say, Eddie, thank you for sharing your vulnerability.
Yeah, whatever.
And I just love the fact that Eddie and I are too big to suck our own dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I laugh at even just the idea of Eddie and I trying to suck our own dicks, because even just in a playful, funny way, I tried to do it and hurt me to the point where I had to go to the doctor.
I can't really touch my toes.
Yeah, I'm just going to live the fact knowing I don't want to suck my own dick. I'm not even really that curious about it. But also, thankfully, if I had to do it, it would have to be done on purpose by a muscle mommy. And I do think at that point, a lot of other things have really kind of become questionable for me.
Well, those people don't suck their own dick. They just got shot at.
To me...
Anyone can eat their own cum.
The lady forcing the penis into your mouth and then jerking you off in your own mouth is like, to me, going to just be hard coming back from.
God, I miss you, Tootsie. Oh, baby girl, you were so good to me.
She never did that once. Go to patreon.com/podcast and laugh. See Ed's grief.
Yeah.
Over on Netflix. If you go on Netflix, you'll see Ed's open grief. You'll see it. Enjoy his grief. Honestly, revel in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to do. Attack a clown when they're down. It's the best time to get a clown. And go at LP on the left for all our social media needs. And go over to YouTube for HGX2. It is coming out. We're in the playoffs.
The playoffs are out. Done, dude. We're fucking hitting the finals. Two episodes, the finals. It's huge.
Fucking ready to go.
You are going. It's you versus my wife.
I'm going to beat the shit out of your wife.
Also, shout out to Tootsie, who died on television in HGX2 in the first season.
Amen.
So,
we milked it all.
We milked it all. We really did. HGX2 is honestly, I don't know how else to promo this show. It's one of the funniest things I've ever done.
Yes, it's one of the best edited things we've ever done. Yes.
We have like editors from Adult Swim sitting there working on this thing. Go and watch it for the whole second season. The whole first season's good, but the second season really fucking hums along.
We're really good.
You can burn through the whole, you can binge the whole thing in a night. Get ready for the finals. It's like everything, you have no idea what's coming. It's going to be so much fun, dude.
Yes, you got to check it out. Over on the YouTube, it'll be on TV. It's over there. And go check out someplace underneath LPN Romanticy, The Foreign Report, and No Dogs in Spaces over there. And Brighter Side's got new videos as well.
That's right, man. We got all kinds of shit. Brighter Side is full on. Go to The Brighter Side LPN on YouTube. Subscribe, follow. It's a great way to watch Amber, Ashley, and Julie and I have some fun. And then go see me on the road. I'm touring. I got lots of live stand-up shows coming up. I'm going to be in Bethlehem, PA, Newark. I just dropped a date at City Winery with Kirsten Michelle Sills over at in Manhattan. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be on July 13th. And I'm going to be in D.C., Denver. We got all Plano. I'm all over the place. Just go to eddietunes.com and check out when you can see me. Oh, and the Disney show's coming back. Dead Men Tell Some Tales. That's going to be a Dynasty Typewriter on August 16th as a way as to tell the D23 Fest to go fuck itself.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. So Dan's going to come back out to L.A. for that. And then Henry and I are going to be at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, can't wait.
July 26th in the Belly Room. So get tickets for all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's all definitely going to sell out.
We're going to be super offensive.
Yes, well, you know, it's the Comedy Store. You give the people what
they want.
Gotta
be super offensive. That's right. We're going to come for everybody.
That's right, folks. I love y'all. And
go suck yourself.
Go suck yourself. And hail Tootsie.
Hail Satan.
Peace.